Rameya says, Richot Negichosav Chayiv. If the Torah says if it does damage in 3 different days, it becomes a Muid. So true, that's what the Torah says. But it's a Svara. Kirav Negichosav Lekol Shechem. It gives him a Kavachayma. If it does damage 1, 2, 3 in 1 day, it should also become a Muid. True, the Torah is talking about a Did today, tomorrow, and the next day. But from here I see in Svara, if it does it all in 1 day, 3 times, also it becomes a Muid right away. Omrulah, they said back to Rameya, no, Zava Tachir, I bring a proof from an Isha, Zava, that Sherichka Riyosel, Temeya, if she sees during the 11 days between Nidus and Nidus, those 11 days, if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava, but Kirva Riyosel Tahira, if she sees 1 day 3 times, she doesn't become a Zava, she's only Tuma, Yom Kineged Yom, she's a Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, so you see by Zava, it has to be 3 different days and not in 1 day. Omal Hentra may have said back, Harei Yoyma, the Pasuk says, V'zois Tiyo Tumasoi V'zoivai. That what, Hatolo HaKosev Es Hazah V'riyos, V'yes Hazov V'yomen. Now there's a special example of Kosev. That's the difference between a man and an Isha. By a man, when he becomes a Zav, his taka could be after seeing 2 times the same day, he becomes a Zav. But by an Isha, by Zav, is totally in Yomim. Special example of Kosev, there it has to be 3 consecutive days. Rashi says, Richag Riyasa, Kib Riyasa, B'yei Mecha Torah, Mituma Shiva, L'Shemeres Yom Kineged. Re'yoyim of the Zeus, Rashi, Mishum, Zeres HaKosavu, L'Dashin HaKavachayma. Re'yoyim holds, it's only here by Tumo, Zav is over, that's the Zeres HaKosav, that a Zav is totally in Riyas. And Rashi says, the Sir Bahai Kroh, Zoiv, T'losa Zimni, Hoksiv Tumasa Hi, Dimash Mana Gimel, Hevei Tamei. Hoksiv Zeus, Dimash Mena Chayel, Masha Kosav Boy. That Zav Rias by a man is totally if he sees 3 times. For Loi Zav of Rias. But an Isha is not totally in Rias, it has to be days also. She has to see his 3 different days. 3 consecutive days. Yeah. For the Mimai, how do I know the Hive is Zois? Lemute Zav of Rias. When it says the word Zois by a Zav, how do we know to say it's only a Zav, a man, that could become Tamer in 1 day? But by an Isha, it has to be 3 different days. How do you know that? Ema may be lamute zav miyamim. Maybe it's only to say that zav doesn't have a din of days. It could all be in 1 day, but maybe your din of isha could also be in 1 day. Or makro, the posik says, v'hazav ezoiva lezochel nekeva, that makish zochel nekeva have a hekeshia. Ma nekeva biyamim, just like in a cave, the Torah says it's totally in days, you see 3 separate days. Af zochel biyamim, hu adin ezochel is also totally in yamim. So that you can't say what the muti zav miyom. What I'm a crow about the zav is zayv zochel nekeva. Mak is zochel in the cave again. Yaman the cave biyom av zochel biyom. For the gemara of a lekish, let's make a hekish then. It's true. Now the pasuk says a man could become tamei 3 times in 1 day, but maybe the meat is if he sees 3 different days he doesn't become tamei. So that the gemara says that you can't say because we have a hekish of a zav to a zava. So just like by an Isha, she does become Tamei if she sees 3 consecutive days, the same thing by a man also. Avada, even though if he sees him 1 day 3 times, he becomes Tamei to bring a korban, who had then 3 consecutive days, he also becomes Tamei. For the Gemara, so, V'leikish Nekeva L'Zocha, let's make the Hekish backwards also, a Nekeva to a Zocha to say, Ma Zocha B'Rias, just like a man, even if he sees 3 times in 1 day, he becomes Tamei, if he sees Av. Maybe after Nekeva B'Rias, maybe by Nisha also, she sees him 1 day 3 times, she becomes Tami. Mar says, no, Hamiyat Rachmana Vizais, but the Torah still says Vizais, Mashma only here by a man you have Rias, and not by Nisha. Alright, turn over. Mar says, Umar Rias, how do you know to say what yes and what not? So Mar says, Mistavra, Koyi Rias, when we're talking about Rias, that he just sees it in 1 day, Mamayid Rias. That we say that only by a man has this din of seeing in 1 day, but by an Isha it's totally in 3 different days. But Koyib Rias Mamayit Yomim, when we're talking about Rias, you want to be Mayit Yomim, that we don't say. So therefore, that's a special Xeris HaKosov over here, Bekitzah, Manakash and Rabbi Meir. It's a special Xeris HaKosov by an Isha that she only becomes Tamim if she sees 3 consecutive days. But here by Tammuz, there's no Muid, there's no special Xeris HaKosov, but Torah just says 3 times. True, in the Malas, 3 different days. But when it happens all in 1 day, Rav Meir says a svara, of course, it also becomes a muid. Tana Rabbonim, we're going to the price like this. A zehil muid, what's called a muid? Kol she'idu boy, shloshi yomim. If they said Eidus that this shore did damage 3 days, V'tam, when does it come back again to be a tam? She'yu atinoikus mishamshirim boi v'yena l'geach dibur Rabbi Yosi. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. Kitza for tamas he holds like the Chachom in the Mishnah, like Ramei in the Mishnah, that it becomes a tam if he plays with the kids and doesn't do damage, he becomes a tam. But mashma to become a muad, Rabbi Yosi holds it's only in 3 different days. Look where that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says muad kol shidu boi shloish shapamin. No, lav dafka 3 different days. As long as 3 times aid has come to say Yeshua did damage. Rav Shimon says, when do we need 3 days? That's after he became a muad. And now he does not do damage in 3 consecutive days. Then he comes back again to be a tam. But to become a muad, it could be all in 1 day. Omer Rav Nachman said it so. Omer Rav Adav Arava. Halacha kreb yudah b'muad. Yishno we paskin takla kreb yudah shitin muad. That an animal only becomes a muad if it does damage 3 days in a row. It's not enough to do 3 times in 1 day. It has to be 3 different days. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi holds like this. Rabbi Yosi also said the Eidus is in 3 different days. And v'halocha k'rabbi meyeh v'tam. You should know that after an animal became a muad, when does it become back again to be a tam? We pass like Rabbi Meyeh. That if the animal plays with kids and doesn't harm them, it's a proof it lost its muad, it's a tam again. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi holds like this. So the kids who are passing like Rabbi Yosi. So to become a muad, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. To become a tam, he holds like Rabbi Meir. Oh, my lay Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav is a back to Rav Nachman. For lay mamar halacha Rabbi Meir a muad. Why don't you stand say halacha Rabbi Meir is ba muad? So if he asks the kasha, why don't you pass like Rabbi Meir better by muad? Why should Rabbi Shimon my delay? Because Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Meir. And also say halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'tam. That halacha like Rabbi Yehuda b'tam, it's only in 3 different days. Sure, Rabbi Shimon might look, because Rabbi Shimon has mighted him. Sad, you know, to pass on like Rabbi Yosi, why don't you pass on like Rabbi Shimon? Or Malaysi said back, Poshid, no, Rabbi Yosi severely. I pass on like Rabbi Yosi Shita. Why the Rabbi Yosi in the Muki Imai? Because Rabbi Yosi has Rayas, Nimuk, Poshid means like his Namkun, Rashi's time of Rayasav Imai. He has good reasoning and good proof for whatever he says. Therefore, usually we always pass on like Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, yeah, we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, and therefore, to become a muad, you need 3 different days. But to become back a tam, it's enough of 1 day. If he plays with kids and doesn't harm them, that's a proof that he became back to be a tam. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Shloisha yomim, that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that to become a muad, it has to happen 3 different days. Shloisha yom diktoni, liyude tura, is it the pshah just that the shore becomes a muad? Rashi says, "Lamute echad enoga biyamecha." Just means say it doesn't help in 1 day. As long as it happened in 3 different days, that's called the animal became a muad. Oy liyude gavra. Maybe also the owner has to be a muad. That means the owner hadn't been told each time for 3 different days, 3 consecutive days, he has to watch his shore. So most of the lamainaf, what's the difference here? Lamainaf kamina to yosa tlosi kiti sade v'chad yoyma. Let's say 3 Eidim, 3 Kitim, 3 pairs of Eidim come after 4 days and tell the owner, you should know, your shore did damage Monday, it did damage Tuesday, it did damage on Wednesday, and today's Thursday. That's Nafkamina. Iyarmut, if you tell me the Ika Mile of Muad is Liyude Tura, that as long as we know that your ox did damage for 3 days, it became a Muad. Miyayid, then now we know that your animal did damage for 3 consecutive days. We have Eidim now coming on Thursday that they know your animal did damage Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Your animal's a muad. But v'yamr, if you're going to tell me the pshat of the Torah is of muad, liyude gavra, the Torah says if the owner was warned once and didn't watch ashore, he was warned the second time and didn't watch ashore, and he was warned the third time and didn't watch ashore, then the Torah says the mensch, the owner, is like a muad. Says so, loy miyayid, in this case, the owner doesn't become a muad. Because the name of Rama, the owner has the right to say, Hashtud Kamasadi be. Now you're first telling me at one shot that my animal did damage Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I didn't know about it. So that's why I didn't watch him until now. So the animal will not become a muad. That's the Shiloh. Does the man have to be a muad, be warned 3 times? Or the main thing is that we know that your animal did damage for 3 times. What's the Lachamai? What's Toshma coming here? It says, Ain't Ashur Nasa Muad, the shore doesn't become muad, achieve the boy before battle until you have to say this in front of the owner.
So the Eidim have to come and say the Raiders that your shore did damage in front of the Bailim. Ubifnei Bezdin, it also has to be in front of a Bezdin. Now he idu boy bifnei Bezdin, for Shaloi bifnei Bailim. Let's say they said the Raiders in Bezdin but not in front of the Bailim, of the owner of the shore. or else b'fnei b'alim, they said the raiders in front of the owner, but b'shleid b'fnei bez, not in front of a bezdin, ain't a nasa mu'ud, that he doesn't become a mu'ud. Achi yudu boy b'fnei bezdin. Or b'fnei b'alim, until the aedis say the raiders in front of a bezdin and in front of the b'alim. It has to be in front of aedis, otherwise in front of bezdin, otherwise not called aedis. It has to be in front of the b'alim, but the pasuk says, who would be b'alof? Now, what's going to be Heidu Shnayim Borishayna? Two Eidim say upon the first time that Yeshua did damage. U Shnayim Bishniya. Two Eidim say upon the second time Yeshua did damage. U Shnayim Bishlishis. And another two pair of Eidim came the third time. Harekan Sholosh Eidis. It's considered like three separate Eidis right now. Each one said Yeshua did damage one time. Vein Eidis Achas L'Hazama. But it's called one Eidis. Negay to the loch of Hazama. The Rashi says, Sharei, Al Yedei Shloshtan Hu Mu'ed, because of all these three pair of Eidim, Teshua becomes a Mu'ed. Hilchas Eidus, Hilchach, therefore Eidus Achasein, Lekach, is called like one Eidus for this purpose. Shenimtses Kasri Shoyna Zememois, Hu Potter Melishalam Alanagichav, you find the first pair to be Zememim, so in the Mais of the Shoah does not become a Mu'ed. So therefore, Negay to Hazama, they're all three like one Eidus. Nim says, therefore, what about we find out that Kas Rishonah Zememois, the first two pair of Eidim were Eidim Zememim, they really didn't see the action in Mono Yisem, Harekan Shte Eidis, it's considered like two separate Eidis, Vuhu Potter, Vehain Peturim. Shno, he's Potter, but the other ones are Potter also. Because those pair of Eidim by themselves were not able to make a Nezik Sholem. So therefore, they're potter. They didn't really cause them to be an Eidim, a Zomimim. And the other ones are also potter. Nim says, Kash, and he is Zomimimus. Let's say the second cast was Zomimimus. Also same aloha. Harekan Eidus Achas, Vu potter Vein Peturim. What about why? Again, because the second pair of Eidus by themselves could have not been Mechaivim and Nezek Sholem. So therefore, there's no Pash of Kash Zomim here. What about Nimtzes Kash Lishis Zememois? Let's say we find the third pair of Eidim to be Zememim. Then Kulum Chayovim. Then the Ruach Chayiv. So Rashi says Kulum Chayovim L'Shalom Achati Nezik Shel Eidus Negicha Shlishis Ben Kulum V'Tzatamus Milshalmim Shnei Eidim Ha'achreinim Shidu Aleho. V'Yalzeh Nemron. This is the Pesach says V'Sisim L'Kash Yizomam. That here's the Pasha, to be Mekayim, the Pasha of Kasha Zomim, he has to pay for the extra money that he, the third Eidus, wanted to be Mekayim then. Now, Iyarmit, if you can tell me now, Liyudi Tura, the Pshat, is you making Eidus on the shore, shop, it's very good, Eliyam, Liyudi Gavro, yeah, alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue, we'll do all this last Gemara again in the next tape. We just go up again the last Gemara, Davchov Dalar Romer Aleph. Again, the last Shaila was, Yiboy Lihu, Shloisha Yomim Diktoni. That according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, you have to have 3 days to make him into a Mu'ud. The Shaila was Liyu Letura, or Liyu De Gavra. Was it a purpose to make the Shor into a Mu'ud, as long as we know that he did Hezek 3 times? Or else the purpose is that the Gavra, the owner, should be worn in 3 different days. So Mu'ud of the Nafkamina is, if 3 pairs of Eidim come in 1 day, so if it's just for the purpose that Yeshua did damage, if the 3 Eidim, each one says, we saw Yeshua did damage Sunday, next one Monday, next day Tuesday, the Yeshua is a Mu'ud. But if the purpose is the owner has to know to watch him, so the owner heard about it one time, it's not called the Mu'ud. So Mar says, Toshima, then in the middle of the case was, it says that Yehidu Shnayim Brishoina, Ushnayim Bishnino, Shnayim Bishlishis. You have 2 Eidim each time. Harekan Sholosh Eidis. It's called like 3 separate Eidis. Vehein Eidis Achas Lazoma. But again, to the Mitzvah Hazoma, they're considered like 1 pair of Eidim. What does that mean to say? There are 3 separate Eidis, that each one is B'Mechayiv, a separate thing. So Rashi says, Shimbot La'achas Mehen, Le'bot La'ashtayim. Each Eidus is a separate Eidus that a co-part of the Shor did damage at that time. Just for the Pash of Hazama, it's only if you mazum all 3 of them. So it sounds like this. Nimsa Kasri Shoyna Zememois. If you find the first pair of Eidim were false, was Zememim, Harekan Shtei Eidus. The next 2 Eidim are kosher. So the Pshat is the Tam, the Baal HaShor has to pay those 2 times a Chatzin Ezek. V'hu Potevein Peturim.
But for the Nezik Sholem of the third time, they're both potter, because Lamaisa, the Shor, did not become a Murid, and you can't be Mechayiv this Edom Zemimim, because the Klal of Edom Zemimim is you only Mechayiv one if you mazim all of them. So negate to be make him into a Murid, you need all three pair of Edom. So if you only mazim one pair of Edom, they don't have to pay. What about Nimtzos Kashani? Is the Moshe find the second Kat Edom to be Zemimim? It's the same thing. Harei Kan Edus Achas. You still have another, you still have the other Edus. Vuhu, Harei Kan Edus Achas, like one Edus. Vuhu Potev Ein Peturim, the same thing. They're Potter because you can't be Mechayiv in the Nezek Sholem because you weren't mazim all three Edom. What about Nimtzos Kashani? Let's see, even the third pair of Edom were also found to be Zemimim. Then the Loch is Kulam Chayovim. All three of them have to pay. Like what they wanted to do is, they said, we know that Yeshua shtoist three times. So we made Yeshua into a Muid. That now if he does damage one more time, he's going to have to pay Nezek Sholem. Now really it's all false. Really the Yeshua never did the damage. So now when the Yeshua does the fourth time, these three Edom wanted to be Mechayiv, you'd have to pay Nezek Sholem. So all these three pair of Edom wanted to make you pay an extra half more than you would have to. So therefore the extra half that these three wanted to mechayiv you, they have to pay. This the Torah says, we do back to these Edom Zemimim what they wanted to do to you. As they wanted to make your shor into a muad falsely, so therefore we make them pay the extra chatzi nezek that you don't have to pay if it was only a tam. Now the question is, if you tell me now, liyude turah, that the purpose of a muad is just that we should know the shor did damage of 3 days, so then shafir, then it's very good why these Edom Zemimim like wanted to make the shor into a muad, so that's why they have to pay the extra chatzi.